Good morning, everyone. Just one quick explanation of a custom that we have at a Brit Milah. The halakha brings down in Risa Mechen Yure De'ah, in halakha Aleph, that besides the regular standard berachot that we make at a Brit Milah, is customary to take besamim, hadas, or the mezahar that we have, and we make a beracha on the besamim. Question is, what does the besamim have to do with a brit milah? I understand the yayin. Okay, anytime that we do a mitzvah, to the hashivut of the mitzvah, we take a cup of wine. We do that at a kiddushin, and we do that on kiddush on Friday night, etc. So the wine has its place. But the besamim at a brit milah needs the explanation. Well, the most practical reason that I saw brought down in the Sefarim, which makes a lot of sense, is it's like smelling salt. Since at a Brit Milah, people become a little faint. They see blood and the baby's crying, you know, especially those that are on the stage that are close up, they might get a little faint-hearted. So they have besamim over there in order to revive their spirit. That would be a simple interpretation. However, I did see a midrash which explains the significance of besamim at a Brit Milah. It says that when Avraham Avinu circumcised his household, Yelid Beto, so it seems he had a lot of people in his house. The army of Avraham consisted of 318 soldiers. So he must have had a big entourage, Avraham. So on one day he had to circumcise all of them. So it says that he took the orlot, the foreskin, and he piled them up, you know, in a certain area over there. And it was a sunny day, the Midrash writes. And they started to, so to speak, cook in the sun. And in heaven, it gave God a great pleasure, this zechut of the reyach that came from the orlot that Avraham Avinu did to his child. So the God vowed to the angels that anytime I get angry at Klal Yisrael, I'm going to remember this, reyach that came from the orlot of Avraham Avinu's Yelid Beto, and I'm going to mechaper and atone on Klal Yisrael. So the poskim say that we take besamim in order to remember, that God should remember that aroma that he guaranteed that he won't punish us, even though we might be in contempt. So that's a big thing that comes out, that besamim is not just an extra berakah to give it to, you know, a kibud. That besamim at a brit milah actually arouses a tremendous amount of mercy in heaven and reminds God of the original first day of brit milah when it was instituted, and God's vow to protect Klal Yisrael under all circumstances.